now back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
We want to thank our partner Pepsi for providing water and soft drinks for our golfers today here at the Barrington Country Club in Aurora, the site of the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament, the annual golf tournament going on. Vic Carucci, Nathan Segura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll be here for another hour, the rest of our show, and happy to have with us now, during this rain delay, rain slash lightning delay too, is John Hughes, defensive lineman for the Browns. John, first of all, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All right. So, John, like the rest of us, we become draft fans when the draft is going on, and it's different for you as a player because you're looking at picks with an eye toward, okay, hey, how's he going to help us out? How's he going to enhance maybe my competition, whatever it might be? As you look at this draft right now and what you saw, just some thoughts. What's got you maybe fired up about what you saw the way it has the rest of us? Is it as simple as just saying Johnny?
Oh, no, I mean, yeah, Johnny, but I mean, all the guys look like they can contribute to the team. It was exciting watching the draft for me personally because I had a couple appearances that night during the draft, and seeing the fans' expressions and, you know, their how they felt about the draft, it was pretty cool.
Talking with John Hughes, defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. The guy last year, actually the highest graded DN on the Browns, according to Pro Football Focus, 11th overall, 7th against the run. One of the reasons a lot of people feel so good about the defensive line here and the depth. How do you feel, or how excited are you to have a head coach clearly defensive oriented given his background, and a defensive line coach now in Anthony Weaver coming from Buffalo where they had 57 sacks last year? Talk a little bit about the new coaching staff philosophy and how you see yourself fitting in with that.
Oh, the new coach definitely brings a lot to the table. It's been exciting, you know, these past couple of weeks just getting to work with them, getting on the field for the voluntary minicamp. And it's pretty funny you say the whole defense aspect because we do drills during team, you know, to emphasize defense more, like, you know, on an incomplete pass, defense gets to pick the ball up like a fumble recovery. So it's just different stuff that, you know, you can kind of see that having a defensive-minded coach.
And, John, in terms of defensive-mindedness, really the philosophy of this draft where there was right off the bat, the first pick is a cornerback, another cornerback taken later on, a linebacker brought in, the running game presumably enhanced by the addition of a back and an offensive lineman. All of those things play right into your area. I mean, it's clear that Mike Pettine, when he talks about a tough football team, and the assumption is that he's building one that will thrive on defense, that's got to make you feel good as a defensive lineman.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm excited for these guys to get in here so, you know, we can take them under our wing and teach them what we know, and, you know, just to make them better.
And, John, when you look at this line and the depth that's there, do you expect a lot of rotation, a lot of moving people in and out this year to keep people fresh? And how has your relationship with Anthony Weaver been, the new coach who seemed to get the absolute best out of his players in Buffalo last season?
Oh, you know, Coach Weaver's a great coach. I think being a player before in the NFL is definitely a positive.
He looks like he could still play, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, man. We joke around with him whenever he goes and does examples for the D-line and stuff. But, no, just having a defensive line coach that's played the game and, you know, he knows what to expect from his players and everything is great. And, you know, I'm just really excited about everything going on.
What's different for you? I mean, just from what you've sort of seen so far in film sessions and meetings and then what you were able to do briefly on the field for a few days, what are just some of the things that are standing out about this defense as it affects your role?
I think a big thing is, we're getting our technique down. The technique's really key with this defense. Guys being in the right spots at the right time to make things happen. We depend on, certain guys make plays in certain plays, which is, you know, great for our defense.
When you talk about looking at the draft, as you brought up earlier, there was a philosophical statement that I think that was made clearly by the Cleveland Browns as your teammates Phil Taylor and Jabal Sheard come over here and harass you while you're on CBD. There was a philosophical statement made, and as a defensive player, when you know that the philosophy of your team is going to be to play tough physical defense and to run the football and be a physical team on offense, does it almost feel like a sense of freedom over you that you're going to get to go out there and just wreck shop?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Being a relentless player, that's what it takes, you know, having the heart to play this game. I love the way Coach Pettine talks about, you know, being competitive throughout all aspects of the game. It makes you really excited to be able to get on the field.
And Coach Pettine has stated clearly that Johnny Manziel, to go back to this, is a guy who's going to come in as the backup and needs to fit in. there are people, outside voices, that are maybe concerned about what he's going to do. You've been in this locker room. You've seen the veteran leaders that have been brought in, and Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner. Any concerns at all about how Johnny Manziel is going to, A, be received in the locker room, and B, that he's going to know his role in that locker room as a rookie?
Oh, no, he'll be welcome with open arms. You know, a big thing about ball in Cleveland is that, you know, we're all good teammates, and we all push each other to the limit. You know, that's where the competitive aspect comes with our team.
John, appreciate your time, and again, God bless you for taking part in this and helping out a great cause.
I appreciate it.
All right, yep. He's John Hughes. Yeah, did you want to? Oh, we got to plug something. We're not going to forget. We're not going to forget.
Appreciate it.
You're bowling. You got a bowling event coming up. Please tell us about it and what it benefits.
Yeah, my foundation, Hughes Nation Foundation.
Right.
I help better lives of special needs children. We're having an event on Sunday, May 18th, at Freeway Lanes in Parma to help benefit special needs children. From 4 to 7, so it'd be a great event.
Awesome.
So what kind of game you got when you're rolling the rocks out there?
Look, I try to throw it as hard and as straight as possible.
As you can? Okay, that's what I was going to ask. A curve or a ball or a straight ball?
I try to incorporate the curve every once in a while, but it's more of like a hard, straight, and try to knock down as many things as possible.
Pull out like a 16-pounder and just let it unload.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of bowlers do we have on this football team among the players? Any real aces? Any good ones?
I wouldn't say any guy could go professional. I think they're in the right profession right now. So,
all right, very good. All right, well, great to have you aboard again, John, and great luck with that event as well. John Hughes, defensive lineman for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from the Browns Foundation Golf Tournament at Barrington Country Club in Aurora. We've got much more coming up. We'll have more player guests joining us as well on CBD. I think Paul Kruger is going to get on the set in a little bit. So all of that ahead. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
She was sitting all alone.